This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, March 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The market run-up over the past year and the white-hot performance of individual stocks like GameStop are luring more wannabe investors to put their money in. But investing in the stock market can be risky if you don't really understand how it all works. A new crop of investment apps is aiming to bridge the gap and teach novice investors how to navigate the market more wisely.
Don't confuse gambling with investing. You know, investing means doing your research and making careful decisions, not just rushing in to put money in the hottest stock that's being talked up online.
Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon's been checking out these apps, including some that are geared to kids. We'll have more from her after the break.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
The recent trading frenzy involving stocks like GameStop and AMC Entertainment has brought a lot of inexperienced investors off the sidelines and into the market in the hopes of making a quick profit. You don't have to be a financial whiz to make money in the stock market, but it's important to know some basic rules so you don't get burned. Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon joins us with a look at a new generation of apps that are helping new investors understand the fundamentals. Julie, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the knowledge gap that these apps are trying to close?
These apps are trying to teach young, first-time investors how to think about the market before they just jump in and start day trading. They're trying to teach them about long-term investments and about really thinking about keeping their money in the market for the long term instead of just making these, you know, quick, fast trades that could result in significant losses.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And you've spoken to people who use the trading app Robinhood without any prior understanding of the stock market. What was their experience?
So I spoke with a young woman in California who began trading, and she had no prior experience trading, no formal knowledge or education in financial markets. But she got kind of swept up in the GameStop stock frenzy and decided to put in $3,000, and she ended up making approximately $10,000 in the end. She got lucky. She got out in time to still come away with a profit. But she said that she, you know, before she invests any further, she wants to learn more about investing. And so for the time being, she has put her money, her earnings from the GameStop stock, into a savings account. I also spoke to a young man, this woman's brother, who likewise invested a few thousand dollars in GameStop. He came out ahead as well. And he said that it was an emotional roller coaster. He said he texted his dad when he was up $40,000, and his dad told him to pull out of the stock, and he didn't. He still came away with about $10,000 in profit, but it wasn't as much as he hoped to make. And now he said he's put several thousand dollars into a managed account. He's still in GameStop stock, and he's also purchasing shares in some other small stocks. But he said he doesn't plan to be as risky in the future as he was during the GameStop stock frenzy.
So what do these new apps do that's different from Robinhood?
These apps are trying to provide more education, either through the use of different quizzes, stock pick recommendations, financial analyst reports. One app called Investor actually allows people to play a game, a fantasy finance game, to learn about investing before they actually put any real money into the market. People can create investment clubs, their own leagues, and it kind of simulates trading and provides data on their investment performance and gives them detailed insights into their risk exposure, and also gives them warnings if they're over-concentrated in a certain sector. So the idea is that they will get real-time data and information that will inform their investment decisions and alert them if they need to rebalance their portfolio a bit.
Now, some of these apps have been around for a while. Others are newer. A few of them are also backed by some pretty big financial companies. What are those companies hoping to get out of this?
I think what they're hoping to get is, you know, a long-term base of investors, kind of the next generation of investors who want to do things differently than their parents and grandparents did. They don't necessarily want to go through stockbrokers and third parties. They don't like paying commissions on trades and having restrictions on the amount of money that they can put in the market. And so I think what they're, you know, what they're hoping to do is build a new audience of investor.
Now, it's not just people in their 20s who are getting into investing. It's becoming a hot topic among teenagers and even kids. How are these apps designed to teach them?
Yeah, there are some apps that are trying to go for that even younger market. One is called Greenlight. It actually started out as an allowance app that also comes with a debit card. And they recently launched a financial education and trading arm that allows kids to have access to analyst research notes and educational videos about investing. And then kids can also buy and sell stocks within the app. They can buy fractional shares of stocks, but they have to have parental approval in order to actually complete a transaction.
Now, of course, the rules are very strict regarding accounts like these where kids are involved. And you spoke to some financial professionals who had some ideas for parents who want to teach their kids about investing. What kinds of things did they tell you?
One of the things which I thought was good advice was, you know, it's fine to learn about stocks through social media if that's that's the main source of news and information that younger people are getting. That's fine. But then take that and do your own research. You know, use credible sources of information, financial analyst reports, read financial newspapers, go to trusted adults who might be in a better position to provide advice. And also, you know, don't confuse gambling with investing. You know, investing means doing your research and making careful decisions, not just rushing in to put money in the hottest stock that's being talked up online.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal family and tech columnist Julie Jorgen. Julie, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.